Hello and welcome to Around and About Chattanooga. I'm Michael Edward Miller.
And I'm Garrett Crow.
Today is Cyber Monday. Garrett, are you going to go online and shop for anybody?
No.
No?
I'm not really a good Christmas gift giver.
Well, if you were shopping for people online, have you ever thought about giving an app as a gift?
You know, I haven't, but that seems like a really good idea because apps are kind of cheap.
Well, I asked people at Hamilton Place Mall that same question, and most of them were like you. They said they've never given an app as a gift.
No.
Nope.
No.
I did get one yes from a guy named John who works at Mac Authority.
iTunes has the ability for people to give apps as gifts. Has anyone ever given you an app as a gift?
No, but I have given a couple away.
Have you? Really?
Yeah, it's pretty fantastic.
Why did you decide to do that?
I knew a couple people that needed the particular app, and I hadn't actually tried it before, so it's a pretty cool way to, you know, give something away.
Anyway, my next question for you, Garrett, and this will relate back to the apps. Are you familiar with lifehacker.com?
No, but it does sound like a great name for a website.
They cover productivity, tips and tricks for being more efficient. They also cover technology like cool electronic projects you can build, top 10 hardware hacks to boost your computer, things like that. They recently put out their 2012 gift guide.
So what did this gift guide say?
One part of the gift guide recommends buying apps and digital subscriptions for people instead of, you know, buying physical objects.
Why?
Well, that's what we're about to find out. Coming up in our first segment, Life Hacker and buying apps for the holidays. Whitson Gordon joins us for this segment. He's Life Hacker's deputy editor. Whitson, why would people want to buy apps for their friends and families instead of something tangible, something you can wrap up and put under the tree?
Well, you know, they may be a little bit less fun to unwrap, but apps and software and digital subscriptions make great gifts because they're so often those kinds of things that everyone wants, but no one really wants to pay for themselves. So, there are so many apps out there that you know, you can give someone a personalized gift that says, you know, hey, I know that you're really interested in movies, so here's a Netflix subscription or something like that, that shows you're paying attention and it's personal, but it's still something that they probably wouldn't have got for themselves.
What kind of apps are you talking about in the gift guide? You've got several different platforms you're talking about.
Yeah, so we try to include everyone here, you know, Windows users, Mac users, Android users, iPhone users. So we have a gift guide for each of those platforms. And a lot of the apps we focus on are productivity-based, you know, things that can kind of make work easier or make your daily life easier because, those are the things that can really affect your day-to-day life and really, really change how you work. But again, are things that people don't want to spend money on first and foremost because they think, oh, you know, that's for work. That's not fun.
Right.
That's not something that I can enjoy on a daily basis, but it really does make life easier.
What are some of your favorite apps that Lifehacker is recommending this year?
I really love recommending digital subscriptions. I think things like CrashPlan, which is a backup program that lets you back up your data to the internet. That's something that everyone should be doing, but so few people are, that when you give someone that gift, they no longer have to pay for it, and it's much easier for them to, you know, start backing up their computer. Subscriptions to things like Pandora One or Spotify Premium are always great for people who love music because it gives them, you know, it takes away the ads, and it's one of those things that everyone really wants, but no one wants to buy for themselves. I also love Amazon Prime. Amazon Prime is one of my favorite things ever, just, you know, getting free two-day shipping on everything and having a giant library of streaming movies and TV shows, and that can make a great gift for anyone that shops on Amazon, which these days is a lot of people.
In terms of these apps, you've got iPhone, Android. What about Windows and Mac, people who maybe don't have a smartphone but just have a regular old computer?
We do have Windows and Mac apps, from cheap little programs like, an email client that makes it easier to get through your email, from mid-range apps like there's an app called Airflow that lets you stream music from your computer to any speakers in your house. And that's really cool.
How do you give someone an app in the literal sense of physically giving it to them? It's not like a gift card where you have a physical object to hand over.
It isn't. And so one thing that we've done at Lifehacker for our gift guides is actually create little gift cards for each of these apps we recommend. It's just kind of got a cool logo of the app in a little present image. And that's something that you can kind of print out and give to them. And I've always found that it's fun to think up clever ways to give people gifts like this because, you know, even regular gift cards can be kind of boring sometimes. So, you know, You know, last year I gave my dad a Spotify premium subscription, and I printed out the gift card and I put it in a CD case. So, you know, it was like he was getting a CD, but then he opened it up and it was, oh, you actually have hundreds of thousands of CDs that you can get through the streaming service.
Right. What do you think the advantages of picking specific apps or subscriptions for somebody versus just giving them a generic iTunes gift card and letting them pick out whatever they want?
Well, there is something to be said. You know, everyone loves gift cards. There's something to be said for giving someone the choice of their app, but that's not always really personal. You know, that's not a gift that says I'm really paying attention and I know what kind of stuff you like or I know what you need. And there's also something to be said for some people might not know what apps they need. Some people may not have heard of this, you know, a certain app and how much easier it can make their life. And by giving it to them, you can say, this is one of the greatest things I've ever used. I think you should be using it too. You're going to love it.
I think this is such a unique approach, the idea of specifically giving apps, because obviously not only can you save the hassle of having to go to a store, but then you don't even have to wait for something to be physically shipped to you to then give to them. You can just almost do it instantaneously.
Which is something that's a big problem during the holidays. Sometimes it's really hard to get things shipped on time and get it there in time for the holidays, and this is something you don't have to really deal with there. And in the case of subscriptions, like for Netflix or Amazon Prime, if they really like it, it gives you an opportunity to give that same gift next year.
Well, it was great talking with you. Thank you very much.
You too. Thank you.
That was a conversation with Whitson Gordon. He's the deputy editor for lifehacker.com. You can find their 2012 holiday gift guide online at lifehacker.com. Not only do they recommend apps, they've also got recommendations for physical stuff you can give away as well.